Democratic candidates vying for Republican Senator Mike Lee's Senate seat are headed to a primary, while Lee faced no opposition on his way to the general ballot. KUER's Brian Grimmett reports.
At the Utah State Republican Party convention, Mike Lee received the nomination by acclamation after his only challenger backed out of the race. In his acceptance speech, Lee thanked the delegates for their support.
From time to time, I have colleagues come up to me and say, "Mike, we can't all represent Utah." They don't always mean it as a compliment. I take it as such, and I have you in mind when I take it as a compliment.
Meanwhile, the race at the Utah Democratic Party convention was a little more interesting. Candidates Jonathan Swinton and Misty Snow will be going to a primary after Swinton received only 55% of the votes after a second round of voting. He needed to get more than 60% to avoid the primary.
I think I wasn't able to get 60% because my opponent broke the rules and sent people up and down the lines, which wasn't allowed. I followed the rules and went in another room, and they had people spewing and screaming lies about me to try to sway the vote, and clearly it worked.
But Snow denies she broke the rules and says Swinton is just mad that he has to go to a primary.
I think he was taken for granted that he was going to get the nomination uncontested, and when someone challenged him and challenged him hard, I don't think he was expecting that.
Democratic Party Chair Peter Caroon says he's aware of the controversy and has asked Swinton to file an official complaint. But he also says he doesn't think it will change anything. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.